Listener Production.
Hello, Ashley Ramos with your local briefing. The family of a 28-year-old Italian man who died following a workplace incident in Dalwallinu have flown across the world to retrieve his body. It follows a report which found Federico Parazzoli's death was entirely preventable, with investigations finding a string of work, health and safety breaches. His stepdad, Roberto Mangili, telling 7 News they're searching for answers.
It doesn't make sense that he was doing a very hard job, a very hard work for the goodness of this country.
Police have successfully found a group of missing travellers in the goldfields. 8 people were travelling from Kalgoorlie to Junjunjara on Monday but failed to arrive at their destination. Authorities confirming they located the group yesterday evening, now working on an extraction plan. The City of Kalgoorlie-Boulder CEO is in for a pay rise. Councillors voting to approve a 5% salary increase for Andrew Bryan. Mayor Glenn Wilson says it's to recognise his hard work and leadership.
Staff do receive a 4% salary increase and other benefits as well. There is only a certain amount we can pay our CEO.
Economists are tipping the RBA to keep rates on hold next month following yesterday's underwhelming inflation data. The figure is down to 3.6% annually, but a higher-than-expected price rise in the March quarter is a cause for concern. Oxford Economics' Sean Langhague isn't holding his breath for a rate cut.
And really can't see them doing anything until the very end of the year. If anything, the underlying measures came in a little above their expectations. So actually now there's a growing chance that the first rate cut's not going to come until 2025.
In sport, the Anzac Day round in Esperance District Footy League is set to continue today. Lions to take on Gibson in the men's league and reserves, with games bouncing down from 1 o'clock this afternoon. It follows the women's clash last night, with Gibson's Lily Dalton winning the Anzac round medal.